This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today outlined a three-year roadmap to make India drug-free by 2029, calling for a coordinated national campaign against narcotics. Mr. Shah was addressing a press conference in Goa during his three-day visit to the state. He said the government has strengthened enforcement, intelligence sharing, financial investigations and rehabilitation measures since 2019. More than 1.19 crore kilograms of drugs, valued at about 1,89,000 crore rupees, were seized between 2014 and 2024, while over 48.66 lakh kilograms were destroyed. The government has set a target of dismantling 100 international and interstate drug networks, bringing 100 narcotics-related fugitives to India and destroying 100 clandestine drug laboratories over the next 3 years. A multi-story building collapsed in Satyaniketan area of New Delhi this afternoon. According to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, 4 persons were brought to the trauma center for treatment. Of them, 1 person was brought dead, 2 persons are in critical condition and 1 was discharged. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has said that 6 persons have been rescued so far and shifted to hospitals. The police said during the local inquiry, it was revealed that the building was 40 to 50 years old and some repair work was underway in the basement of the building when the incident happened. The Delhi Fire Service has deployed 18 fire tenders for the relief and rescue work at the location. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu has directed all concerned agencies, including the Delhi Police, Delhi Fire Service and Delhi Disaster Management Authority, to work in complete coordination to ensure swift rescue efforts on the ground. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has directed all concerned agencies to maintain close coordination and ensure a swift response. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed grief over the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that he had spoken with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Delhi Police Commissioner and the Director General NDRF and took stock of the situation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has urged young people to stay away from drugs and encourage their friends to say no to drugs. Addressing the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Geeta Nagar College in Guwahati today, he stressed that students must make responsible choices and safeguard their time, health and future. C.P. Radhakrishnan said, India's young population is its greatest strength and the opportunities emerging in areas such as artificial intelligence, biotechnology, space, research and entrepreneurship can enable the youth to play a leading role in building a developed India. Stating that quality education, research and character building are essential for the nation's progress, he asked educational institutions to go beyond preparing students for careers and focus on creating responsible citizens for democracy and safety. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has called for taking India's rapidly expanding startup ecosystem beyond metropolitan centres and creating stronger linkages between science, startups and industry to accelerate the journey of indigenous technologies from laboratories to the marketplace. Addressing the inaugural session of the 6th RISE Conclave 2026 today in Kolkata, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, there is a growing need to recognize the innovation potential of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, noting that more than 50 to 60% of India's startups do not belong to the metros. Floods have affected normal life in various parts of Bihar. Several major rivers, including Ganga, Gandak and Kosi, are flowing above the danger mark. In view of the rising water level of Ganga, special vigilance is being maintained in downstream areas. The water level of the river has crossed the highest flood level at different ghats in Patna. The Water Resources Department has directed continuous monitoring of water levels, embankments and vulnerable sites in the Ganga site areas of Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Munger, Bhagalpur and Katihar district. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty clinched the men's doubles title at the China Masters in Shenzhen today. The Indian duo defeated China's He Chin Ting and Ren Xiang Yu by 11-21, 21-13, 21-17 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.